today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a couple of text messages during the break. If you haven't texted me yet, 231-360-5140 here on this Monday, December 15th edition. Well, it's kind of interesting because no one saw that one coming. A couple of text messages. There's no way Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to give up the power this early. Another text message. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will want to give the State of the State address next year, 2026, because it will be her last one. She will want to outline all the great accomplishments that she's done while being our governor. No way she's going to give that up to Garland Gilchrist. Well, if you look at Democratic polls, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a very high job approval rating. She's in the mid-50s, 56, 57% approval. If Garland Gilchrist, her lieutenant governor, stepped up to be the governor, he could give the address and he could talk glowingly about all the accomplishments Whitmer was able to accomplish. It wouldn't be her patting herself on the back. It would be Garland Gilchrist giving her praise. And in the process of giving her praise, he then may get some of those supporters that support Whitmer to support him next year in the August primary. So think just a little bit outside the box, but we'll wait and see. Duilio wrapped it up saying, the only person that truly knows whether Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to run for president or not is Whitmer herself. However, you would suspect if she was going to run in 2028 that she would be trying to be a little bit more in front of the cameras. That's how it works. If you want to run for president, especially at this point, you have to be in the media primary time, which is now. For example, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and California Governor Gavin Newsom are people actively looking to run for president in 2028. And you can tell by all the media attention, cameras, TV cameras, podcasts, and all the eyeballs that have been on them. Now, the other person, Cheney, said the political environment under Trump was also a difficult one for Democrats to maneuver, because he's so aggressive and tends to drive dialogue through fights. If you're not running for president in 2028, maybe your idea about how to do the job as governor or mayor is just to lay low and don't pick any fights with the president. Well, you have to look at how the timing of all this is happening. Cheney, who worked on NBC News program Meet the Press, also agreed with Duilio that social media and fracturing of the media landscape through streaming services has eroded how politicians look when they appear with journalists. If you really want to engage with voters and different kinds of voters, you have to be not only on social media, but you have to do alternative interviews. Sitting down with the quote-unquote legacy media does not bode well as far as most people and how they feel about you while being interviewed with softball questions. He went on to say the world has changed over the last several years, even between elections. Television ratings for the last election dropped as more people migrated to online and to streaming services from away from traditional broadcasts. What is it going to look like in 2028? Everything is moving right now. It feels like everything is in motion, but if you're running for president in 2028, you better have a big social media presence beginning this year, 2025 and 2026. Well, Whitmer already has her machine built. Lastly, you have to look at what's going on in the public's eyes. One of the things that people are saying is, well, this particular official or that elected official, they're not going on these shows or talking to any journalists. Are they trying to simply wanting to lay low for the holidays and come out after the first of the year? One of the things you have to look at is the process. And this process seems to be that most Americans are turning away from the news, tending to go more towards social media and influencers. Some of the top influencers, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and even other podcast and YouTube creators. Kind of interesting. Politicians going in front of journalists appear to be suspect. Maybe perhaps they're trying to create the sound bites from short answers to softball questions. One of the things that ultimately is really the main focus of most politicians is that sound bite that says, wow, that's a really smart answer. That is really good. I think I'll vote for that person. Sometimes certain statements, certain answers to certain questions is all that's needed to win over a voter, especially low-informed voters. Finally, this story will wrap this up right here. The truth is, they feel like they don't need journalists anymore in terms of protecting their message, getting their image the way they want for it to get out. Whitmer's press team did not return a message asking for a statement about this story. They also did not respond to confirmation of the number of press conferences that she's held over the last year. So, pretty interesting how the governor is shifting her interactions with the media. Now, one thing having to do with the budget as we're wrapping up the year this week, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks says that House Speaker Matt Hall gave her a sore loser vibe after the House Appropriations Committee rejected work project dollars from the leftover money from the fiscal year 2025 budget. Legislative Democrats right now are using the recent headlines to heavily target certain House Republicans. We saw him try and negate some things that were duly passed last term at the beginning of his time as Speaker regarding the infamous nine bills. You may remember those were the nine bills that passed in the House and the Senate last legislative session under Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. However, they were never presented to the governor for signature. Tate left them behind, failing to get them to the clerk's office to submit to the governor. While a Michigan Court of Appeals panel ruled that the 23-24 legislation should be presented by the new House body, but today's House Republicans have asked for the Michigan Supreme Court to hear their appeal. According to the Constitution, Speaker Hall, the new Republican Speaker, is under no obligation to do any of the work of the previous legislative session. Hall said that that was bills that were passed in the 102nd legislature. I'm now Speaker of the 103rd legislature session. This body, this legislative session, does not have to do the work of previous legislatures. Well, Majority Leader in the Senate, Brink, said, "I think it's troubling that the Speaker thinks he can go back and undo the actions of previous legislatures, but it's almost as troubling that nobody thinks he can go forward and do their work in a positive direction." Well, as far as Senate Democrats' retaliation move, Brinks explained how, ahead of crafting a strategy, her caucus is trying to understand what exactly has been impacted, talking about the work projects that were eliminated. Although the House rejected last Wednesday $644.9 million in unspent money from the fiscal year 2025 budget, which departments were responsible for dispersing the legislative-sponsored project ranging from museums to hospitals? Well, a few things actually remain unclear. One, for example, some of the flagged projects have already received all of their work project funding, or at least a significant portion of it. $3 million sponsored by Senator Mark Huizenga, Republican of Walker, expanding the Meyer Sports Complex in Plainfield Township. Well, there's still more work to be done, as well as a few other projects here. We're going to wrap this story up. Last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just to wrap up this story. Bottom line is $3 million taxpayer funding was supposed to go toward this rebuilding of the Meyer Sports Complex in Plainfield Township, serving youth and amateur athletes. The expansion was projected to raise $1 million in extra visiting spending annually to the area. Sports teams coming in, softball, baseball, even pickleball courts, concession space, and more. However, part of the $3 million was supposed to also go $500,000 toward the Democrat Carol Glanville's Grand Rapids area Blandford Nature Center. Well, when Huizenga said he checked on the center to see their progress, he learned that none of the money had been dispersed yet. But at the same time, the construction project of the $500,000 Nature Center, the Democrats' portion, would be started later this year, 2026. Well, Huizenga said, to me, if it's a building project, you begin all the work at the same time. You don't start one part of the project and not the other. Bottom line, there are cuts being made across the entire spectrum, political spectrum, not just Democrat projects. Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican Monroe, is unhappy. that part of the mix is that $3.5 million for a Hillsdale hospital, a rural independent health care provider, was cut as part of the Republicans' project rejections. Another Democrat bill, $300,000, introduced by State Representative Will Snyder of Muskegon to install free public Wi-Fi in downtown Detroit's Greektown neighborhood, in an entertainment neighborhood with nightclubs, restaurants, and the Hollywood Casino. Well, these projects being cut on both sides of the aisle. One of the major ones the Democrats were complaining about, Brinks criticized Speaker Hall because among part of the work project allocations was possibly the $18.5 million toward prescription kids, RX kids. This program was going to provide direct cash payments to pregnant women and parents of infants. She says she knows the program very well. Right now, the program is available in 16 specific communities, all of them being higher poverty populations. And Brinks is most concerned about being able to put together dollars to bring on new municipalities that are launching RX Kids next month, January, after the first of the year. Well, the House Appropriation Chair, Ann Bullen, Republican of Brighton, told reporters last week, she gave all the departments and agencies the opportunity to come in and explain why the $2.7 billion that was being carried over on the balance sheets from last year's budget, to come in and explain why their work projects should be kept. But many didn't think she was serious until Wednesday when they heard that they were taking a vote. Speaker Matt Hall told reporters on Thursday, the next day after the vote, that he wanted to cut much more than the $644.9 million. But after conversations with his caucus members and some of the agencies, he scaled back the cuts, ending up at roughly about 25% of the total work projects that were provided by the state budget office. Those, of course, came directly from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Again, if it was up to me, we would have cut much more. We probably would have cut more and a lot more. We would have almost cut all of it, the entire $2.7 billion. However, members representing their districts, along with the agencies coming and testifying, I listened to them. Some of our members really cared about the business attraction fund, so I listened to them on that particular issue, taking input from departments and then deciding if a department had, in fact, a really good reason for why something should be funded, we kept it. Well, that's what I would have liked to see. The $2.7 billion, I think, should have been sent back to the taxpayers. Right before Christmas,